Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of In Accord. I want to extend greetings to you from all the staff here at the office in McKinney, Texas. Today is Friday, March the 14th. We're recording this episode of In Accord a little earlier than usual. The Franks, Horchaks, and I will be flying to New Zealand next week, so it just worked out better to record today. I will have a few more comments regarding our trip to New Zealand in just a moment. The last time I spoke with you, we were busily preparing for the Ministerial Board of Directors meetings and the Winter Family Weekend in Louisville. Boy, that really sounds like ancient history, doesn't it? I only mention that to make the point that there are several things I want to update you on. The other gentlemen who present the In Accord have certainly kept you apprised of the main activities, so I'm sure you are current on what is going on here at headquarters. But there are a few items that I want to bring to your attention. First, a couple of announcements. Dr. Ralph Levy, the Academic Affairs Officer for Foundation Institute, sent me the following update about the FI Continuing Summer Education Program. He said, "We have had a good response for our two summer continuing education seminars, and that they are now both full. We have accepted everyone who applied, and registration is now closed. We look forward to welcoming our summer students to McKinney in July. The dates are July the 14th through the 18th, and July 21st through the 25th. Last summer, I was traveling and was unable to present at the FI summer program. This year I will be in town, and I do look forward to the opportunity to give a seminar or two at each of the sessions. It's always good to see so many members who like to take a week out of their schedule to travel to headquarters. They come here to sit in the FI classroom and learn more about the Bible while they experience a taste of what Foundation Institute offers." Also, I want to give an update on the floods in Argentina. The members of Bahía Blanca thank everyone for their prayers and messages of support. 1 week after the climate catastrophe, the affected brothers are slowly returning to their normal lives. The city has suffered great material devastation. For example, the National University in Bahía has lost more than 70,000 books, and the downtown businesses have suffered great material losses, adding to the human losses throughout the city. Likewise, the members of Bahía Blanca and their families have been protected by God, as we are alive and healthy. That's my update report. May we have a beautiful and fruitful Sabbath from our pastor, Alfredo Arbeláez, this morning. Next week, three of us in the administration, Mr. Franks, Horchak, and I, will travel to New Zealand. The main purpose of her trip is to honor Mr. Andre Van Belkom and his wonderful wife, Elise, and that's for their 55 years of service to the brethren and the church. Andre will retire from the full-time ministry this month. However, I know his service to the church will continue, but hopefully at a much slower pace. Donna and I have known the Van Belkoms since our early days in the ministry. We actually became close friends beginning in 2007 when we were able to spend a full week with them. It was just Andre and Elise and Donna and me. That is when our bond of friendship began, and we became closest friends since then. It is a privilege to join Mr. Franks and Horchak as the church honors the Van Belkoms for their faithful service for all these many years. While in New Zealand, we will also conduct another round of the International Leadership Program. We will meet with about 20 individuals who are a part of the ILP in New Zealand. Also, to be with the brethren on the Sabbath will be a highlight of the trip as well. Mr. Franks gave some very encouraging information during this week's staff meeting. Each week, when Mr. Franks is in the office, he holds a staff meeting for those of us who work at headquarters. There are about 28 of us who meet in the conference room, while another 5 or 10 join the meeting online. He gives us updates on the status of the work in media, the U.S. churches, the international churches. He gives a financial update and the various trips that the administration will be taking. He also addresses many other items of interest for those of us who work here in the office. These weekly meetings help to Keep us on track and help us to be rowing in the same direction. This week, Mr. Franks gave us some exciting news about media. Mr. Kylo is far more conversant on the details than am I, but let me give you a brief update. Subscriptions to Discern magazine, including digital and print, were up 4,182 in February. The total subscriptions to Discern magazine is now over 65,000, which is a record high. Also, PCD, or Personal Correspondence Department, set two records for contacts. There were 5,159 contacts in January, which is also a record high. And then February set the second highest number with 3,931. These increases are really exciting. Your faithful tithes and offerings make it possible for the media department to do the work of the church in reaching out to a worldwide audience. Now, Mr. Franks has asked me to give you a financial update, and I'm happy to do so. At this point, I want to give you a financial update for the last year, 2024. We are currently working on the financial audit for last year, but it will be a few months before that is completed and then published. So I want to give you an overview of how the finances were for 2024. A summary statement would be, God has continued to bless us with a stable and increasing income for the work of the church. 2024 saw the highest income in the 14-year history of the church. We closed 2024 with an income of slightly over $17 million. The source of our income is the generous tithes and offerings of our faithful members. Also, approximately 10% of the donations we receive come from individuals who read our publications and view the various programs on our Life, Hope, and Truth website. In the past, we would call these individuals co-workers. They financially support the work of the church, but don't necessarily attend one of our local congregations. Looking at 2024, our expenses were just under $15.7 million. This amount was within our budget and about $500,000 under budget. When expenses come in under budget, that's always a good thing. I want to compare income and expense in 2024 to the previous year. First, income. Income was up $1.5 million, or 9.5% more than 2023. Expense. Expenses were up $440,000, or 3% more than what was spent in 2023. Now, compared to budget. Income first. Income was $827,000 more than what was budgeted, or 6% over budget. Expense. Expenses were under budget, $515,000, or 3% under budget. Now for 2025. The figures that I just gave you were for the year 2024. Normally, I would give you a detailed financial report on our current finances. I don't want to overwhelm you with a bunch of numbers, so I will just give a brief overview. So far in 2025, the income is almost exactly what our income was last year. Our expenses are quite a bit higher than they were at this point last year. However, we budgeted for these higher expenses when we increased the current budget compared to last year's budget. Even though the expenses are more than last year, they are actually 7% under budget, and that's a good thing. I want to move on from the financial report and address an important subject as you and I prepare for the upcoming Passover. It's hard to believe, but by the time you view this in Accord, Passover will only be 3 weeks away. Here is what I would like to focus on for the remainder of this in Accord. It is so important for us as an individual to prepare to keep the Passover. 1 Corinthians 11 says, we don't want to approach the Passover in an inappropriate manner. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And let me begin 1 Corinthians 11 and then verse 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. In this In Accord, I'd like to focus on our personal preparation for keeping the Passover. As we prepare, there is one point I want to emphasize, and that one point is our personal repentance. You and I, all of us, need to have the humble spirit that true repentance enables us to have. When we understand the importance and the gravity of accepting the Lord's Passover, that in itself should motivate us to want to repent of our sins. As you know, all of us have the need to be forgiven of our sins. Hopefully you and I see that on a daily basis. It has been my experience that the deep meaning of the Passover sacrifice makes me feel a more urgent need to repent of my sins. This need is manifested in a more profound manner than when I ask forgiveness of my sins on a daily or regular basis. If I may use my own terminology, I find there is a need for the deep cleansing of repentance when it comes to examining ourselves in preparation for the Passover. What I want to convey is that we need a more narrow focus in our prayer of repentance. This type of prayer requires it to be very personal and a very private prayer. It is different from our daily prayers when the focus of our prayers may be on our daily needs or on the daily cares of the church or a daily request for blessings in our lives or in the life of the church. But this personal prayer of repentance is an intimate focus on just me and my relationship with God and Jesus Christ. A time when we specifically compare our Christian life with that of the life of Jesus. When we do that, we will see the crying need for us to ask forgiveness for the many areas where we fall so terribly short of the example that he set for us. When we do this type of prayer in the context of the Passover sacrifice of Christ, our need for forgiveness is even more pronounced. Repentance is personal. To be effective, it has to be personal. I guess I did a little preaching, but personal preparation for the Passover is so important for each of us. On behalf of Mr. Franks and the headquarters office of the Church of God, a worldwide association, I want to wish you a most rewarding Passover and Spring Holy Day season. Mr. Joel Meeker, the director of the French Work and chairman of the Ministerial Board of Directors, will present next week's In Accord. Until next time, may God watch over each and every one of you.